John McGivern is in the studio with us. Johnny Mack, who went to a baseball game.
I did. It was Chris, Robin, and I.
Oh, okay.
Which was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin got the tickets from something, I don't know. So they called, and since my mom is out of town, I was like, I could go up to my sister Colleen's, who was having, you know, Colleen and Maureen were getting together, and they have kids. And then Chris said, you know, why don't you come to the baseball game? And I was like, you know, that would be fun. So Chris, Robin, and I, we were sitting in the second row of the club level.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. It was really nice until sitting in front of us, mm-hmm, were two couples.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How can I say it?
Just spit
okay.
It out.
Okay, it was a large woman and a larger guy, and the woman had a sweater on that didn't really fit her.
Okay. Mm.
And so when she sat down, it kind of went up to about halfway through her back.
Mm.
So, which was fine. I mean, it was fine. But halfway through the baseball game, the guy must have got bored because he started inappropriate touching. It was like he was kneading bread.
I? Where?
First it was in the back, and her sweater was up,
right.
So he was down there by her belt line,
right.
And she had this really strange birthmark that had some veins. I was like, Chris is like, you can get something to eat? I said, no, I can't eat that. The guy sat down and he put his hand around there, and he started just kind of...
Kneading a birthmark?
Yes.
Kneading a birthmark.
And then Robin and I, we were like, oh my God.
It totally takes away from the game. You can't even focus anymore.
Not only focus, but I was like, I feel kind of dizzy. I don't feel well. I don't think I'm ever going to eat again.
He's bread.
And he goes up around.
And it was like mountain climbing. I'm like, why does this happen to me? Why?
It's hilarious.
Why does this happen to me?
I don't know.
Like, is there anyone else sitting there at the baseball game with some guy inappropriately touching his big girlfriend? I was like, this is only happening right here, right now in front of me, Robin.
Oh,
and
my
Chris.
God. What are the odds?
And Chris was like, and I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. Chris was like, he's a blubba lubba.
I'll tell you what. You have to look at it.
Well, so is she.
Sure.
Well, it was like, wow. Oh.
You have to applaud the fact that they still love, you know, that they love one another, and that's great, but just, I don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm. No. And honey, buy a sweater this year.
That sweater.
They're still selling them.
Get measured.
They're still selling them.
Go to Kohl's. You'll get one cheap.
But you know what, though? Those are the fashions. No matter what your body is like, if you notice that for women,
they'll wear it no matter what.
The fashions are that they show a lot of skin, and some women show more skin than other women. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we've talked about this before.
Right.
You get the muffin top.
Yeah, you get the muffin top. Ooh, you know what the muffin top is, right? It looks like the top of a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And some women will wear it because they think it makes them look fashionable instead of trying to find something that looks good on them. You know, I would no more buy a midriff-bearing shirt than the man in the moon just because I don't have the body for it. I would look silly. Nobody wants to see that. It's not a six-pack. It's cellulite, okay?
But Carol, you could wear that because you have a tiny little waist.
I have a tiny waist, but I have scars that people don't need to see.
Oh, well, at least the problem is with you is scars and not muffin. Because this was beyond muffin.
Really?
This was like, this was like angel food cake.
Okay.
Something that was like with frosting. And he was looking to eat it.
That guy was hungry.